And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Our guests today are from Stepping Stone, U.S. Vets, Better Business Bureau, and the Prescott Area Leadership. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
According to a recent survey, these are the top barriers to company growth. Finance takes too long to close the books, too slow to launch new products, hiring and keeping good people, systems not talking to each other. They should look at the number one business and financial system for growing companies, NetSuite from Oracle. NetSuite tracks and manages your revenue, cash flow, HR, inventory, projects, even e-commerce from a dashboard on your phone. Go to netsuite.com/radio to get your free guide called Crushing the Five Barriers to Growth. netsuite.com/radio.
Yes! January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The Brewery Elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry.
And thank you for joining us today,
you're
Robert.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, everyone, yeah. By the way. It's our first show of the year.
Our first guest today is Alexis Miller, representing Stepping Stones. Everyone knows I said stones. It's actually Stepping Stone.
Plural.
Oh, it is plural. Okay, I did have it right the first time.
Yes, you're right.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Stepping Stones.
Yeah, thank you. I also have my colleague, Jesus Gutierrez, here with me. He's our volunteer coordinator.
Hey, everyone needs that.
How's it going? Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah, so as you said, a lot of people do know Stepping Stones already. But if not, we are a local nonprofit. We provide 24/7, 365 advocacy services and safe shelter for families here in our community who are affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, or other forms of victimization. We've been doing this for 38 years.
Wow.
Can you believe it? 38 years
wow.
of 24/7 services. Our advocates are available day and night. And we serve West Yavapai County. So that's not just the Prescott area. That's all the way over to the borders north, south, and west of the county and up to Mingus Mountains. So we serve a very large area, and we're so grateful that we're able to do that.
Well, congratulations. What a rewarding job that you both have to be able to help serve in that capacity.
Yeah, definitely.
Very important, especially for this area.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some services that you offer.
Yeah, give us an update. So one of the biggest things that we're able to provide to the community is our 24/7 helpline. A live advocate answers that phone day and night every single day of the year. So it can be Christmas morning, or it could be in an hour from now, and our advocates are there to support that person who's calling in. They're able to provide referrals in the community, other kinds of resources that maybe we aren't able to provide but that person's looking for, as well as our services, which include our emergency shelter. Families who come to us can live in our emergency shelter for up to 4 months. So it's a good amount of time for them to be able to leave a situation of crisis and come to us, find some place of stability in their lives, and be able to move forward. But some people who come to us also need a little more time, which means we also have our transitional housing where families can live for up to 2 years. It's a really good period of time where they can take a step forward in building a good foundation for themselves so that when they leave our program, they have a really strong independence and a lot of stability in their lives. They can save money. They can get a rental history because maybe they've never had any housing on their own before and really start building whatever those skills are that they need for the future, too.
Wow. Who knew that you provided all that?
Yeah, and
now,
there's more, too.
I want to hear that, but I have a quick question.
Sure.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I do. So when you say shelter, do you have, like, so many rooms, or what does that look like?
Yeah, thank you for asking, because we have a lot of people think of shelter, and they think of one big room with some cots in it, right?
Right.
But our shelter is actually a home.
Oh.
So it's communal living.
Uh-huh.
The downstairs portion of our shelter space is our emergency shelter, so there are 5 bedrooms. With several beds in those rooms so families can come in together and stay together, as well as if a single woman comes in and she needs shelter and another one comes in, they can room together as well. One of the awesome things about our shelter program is that we are able to help those families make those decisions together. So it's not just, hey, we have a new person, this is the room they're going into. The ladies in the shelter are able to sit down and talk about those things together as a group and say, hey, I can move into a different room so that family can stay together and they can heal together. So that's one of the really awesome things about our program mm-hmm. that we love. And our advocates are great because when those families come in, they're able to provide one-on-one time with those people so that they can start to work through any of those issues in their lives, as well as safety planning, our educational support groups. The list goes on and on. Our advocates are really amazing with all of the different things that they're able to do for families right here in our community.
You guys do a lot for the community, and it's nice that you're on the show because a lot of folks, they know about Stepping Stones, but they really don't know about all the different services that you do
yeah.
for the community.
Yeah, and we have a
new
one.
So thank you for that.
Thank you. We have a new thing that's coming up that we're really excited about. We are looking to open a community-embedded advocacy center in Prescott. What that means is a lot of our services and a lot of people come to us who don't need shelter, but they need other things from our advocates. And being able to open this center in Prescott means that we can offer those one-on-one services in person, in a safe place, in the Prescott area, to help people who maybe can't get to Prescott Valley or who maybe walk into our thrift store on Goodwin Street in Prescott and say, hey, I need some help. we have a safe place for them to go, and our advocates can meet them there and be able to work with them on those things that they're seeking help for.
Is this breaking news?
It's breaking news.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Oh, wow.
It is going to be near our Goodwin Street thrift store in Prescott, so we're really looking forward to it. When it opens up, we're anticipating February 1st.
Wow.
So
that's like
a couple
weeks away.
Yeah, just a couple weeks away. And it'll be open 4 days a week is what we're anticipating at first. And then we'll grow from there and be able to provide more services out of that space. It also includes a 12-step and recovery bookstore. Many people know we have one of those in Prescott Valley, but we want to provide that service in Prescott as well. And it also helps sustain our programs, you know, our social enterprises. All of those proceeds go right back into our programs. And so this is just another avenue to be able to do that, to keep the lights on and the doors open for the families who come to us at our shelter.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah,
congratulations.
And
thank you for sharing that on our radio station.
Yeah,
wow,
of course.
What a way
We're
to
so
kick
excited.
Off 2018.
Really?
How exciting
so
is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I brought Jesus with me today because with opening this new location, we're going to need more volunteers in our program.
Yeah.
And he has a little more info about that.
Well, tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. Well, it looks like that new community-based center is actually going to be open Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. It's going to be between 9 and 2, and we have quite a few positions opening up. It's answering phones, running the bookstore, sharing our services. Not only that location, but we are looking for any kind of volunteers at the shelter. It could be watching kiddos. It could be just helping out, you know, with a hotline or helpline that we have. So there's plenty of positions. We're definitely looking everywhere.
Excellent. Location. Why don't you share with our audience your website, phone number, how people can get in touch with you for these to help volunteer?
Yeah, definitely. So our number is 928-772-4184. You could either email me, or our office is open on Monday through Friday. My email is jesus@steppingstonesaz.org, and our office is 6719 East 2nd Street, and that's in Prescott Valley. I could also come up to our Prescott location, so if distance is a problem, I'm more than willing to meet you at our Goodwin location.
Excellent, and it's not too far from our office.
It's right down the street at Park Plaza. Everybody knows Park Plaza.
Yeah.
And I assume you have all this information on the website as well, so even if folks, if you forget all that, you can always go to prescott.org and look up Stepping Stones or Chamber Member, and they can you can hook right up with that as well.
Yeah,
so
we're grateful. We love the chamber and all of the amazing people we're able to meet through your organization as well.
Well, I see you at almost all of our networking events.
I am there a lot.
And you're a young professional. Both of you are both very involved with the community, and it's great to see that. And
thank you.
And to see your enthusiasm and to really provide a service that matters to this community.
Yeah, we love that we're able to make a difference. And what I think is most amazing is that it's not just us. You know, we're here to support people, but it's really about the life change that they're doing. They put in that hard work. Mm-hmm. We're here as a tool and as a resource to help them along that way.
Yep.
And that is every day what is so amazing and so rewarding with what we do.
Yeah, that is so special. I'm really pleased to hear that this expansion's happening, and I think it's certainly something, you know, one thing I think I hear all the time is your shelters might be full a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this might be some additional pieces to that.
Yeah, and you know, we see a lot of the time too that people don't necessarily need shelter. Maybe they have family, or maybe they do have a home of their own, but they do need assistance with some of the other issues that are going on in their lives. And that's where something like our new location in Prescott will come into play, because it will support those people directly and then be able to help them as they move forward. And our advocates are always available for them.
Perfect. Well, thank you for providing us with that breaking news for 2018.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And again, just, you know, feel free to contact them or contact us if you can help out in any way.
Definitely.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Join the the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over 50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town and Robert on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest here.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Tim Vree, representing the U.S. Vets. The U.S. Vets has been a chamber member since 2005. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your service.
I am not a veteran.
Okay. Well, see, trick.
Thank you for your services.
I get it all the time. I know.
Well, you could have faked us out and we wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But no. Thank you for working with the U.S. Vets.
Yes. Absolutely.
How about that? We'll go with that.
Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the outreach specialist for U.S. Vets in Prescott. We are a nonprofit organization whose mission is the successful transition of military veterans and their families through the provision of housing, counseling, career development, and comprehensive support. We have numerous programs, transitional housing, which is a 56-bed facility for homeless veterans, permanent supportive housing for the chronic homeless and disabled veterans. We do housing assistance for move-in costs, like security deposits, first month's rent. Mm. We have a workforce development and career center for employment services. We have mental health and substance abuse therapy counseling, and we also have regular counseling and case management for our veterans.
Wow. And is all of that located here in Prescott or kind of all over? How does that work, Tim?
We are all located in Prescott. Our transitional and our permanent supportive housing and our admin and offices are all in Prescott near downtown. However, our area is primarily Yavapai County, but all of northern Arizona, so I cover Flagstaff, Verde Valley, Mojave Valley, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, I don't know if you know this, but kicking off, well, we started it in 2017, but in 2018, we're really launching a partnership between the Prescott Chamber and the U.S. Vets, and we want to make sure that we see that as a niche. There's also a lot of folks that have been in the service and own businesses, so we're tracking that now, and we're really getting more involved in that as well. So it's nice to hear that you also have these services, too, to complement things.
Yeah, our community here in Prescott area has a higher average of veterans experiencing homelessness. The national average is about 9% of people experiencing homelessness are veterans. In Prescott, it's about 30%.
Wow.
And that's partly due to having a VA hospital and a good climate. It's easy most of the year to live out into the woods, and you can go a mile out of town, be living in the woods away from people, but also have access to services in town.
It makes me sad to hear this. How do our veterans get in this position? What causes that? that piece?
It's a few different things. Sometimes people have issues prior to military service, and sometimes they're made worse through military service. Some people get injuries or things become more relevant during military service, and then some of it is post-military service. So it's not really directed directly with military service.
Right.
There's the before, during, and after.
Uh-huh.
And the end game is you're a veteran in need, and that's what we want to serve.
Right. And to hear that we have all these services available, it would be nice if we didn't have that many homeless.
Yes.
And I think you're going to talk about a program that you're going to be kicking off here to kind of get a gauge on what's going on out there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so every year we do what's called the Point in Time Survey. We do it every year in January. What it is HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, requires that continuums of care conduct an annual count of persons experiencing homelessness who are unsheltered on a single night. Excuse me. Basically, volunteers and agencies go out into the community over a three-day period in January and do surveys with people experiencing homelessness. It gets demographic information and data. We take that data and we submit it to the state and federal governments to show gaps in service, where we're missing services that these individuals and families need, and try to bring those services to our location.
Is this how you find out, you know, you talked about the national average of 9%. Is this how you find out that we're at a 30%?
One of many. This is a big one that we do every year, because this just isn't specifically veterans for this survey. This is all
right.
Persons experiencing homelessness.
Okay.
But obviously we have a high average mm-hmm. of the veterans here. But this is one of the many tools that we use throughout the year to gather data on the services that are required for these people.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that for all of Yavapai County that you're doing this?
This is specifically for Yavapai County, yes.
Okay, wow. And so probably you need volunteers for that?
Yes, Yavapai County is a pretty big county.
Yeah, I was going to say, quite large.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we have representatives from other agencies on the other side of the mountain in the Verde Valley that are going to be covering that side. And then we are heading up over on this side, the Prescott area. But, you know, Prescott Valley, Chino, Paulden, and then everywhere in between city limits and outside city limits.
So if someone wanted to help with this effort, can they sign up for this?
Yeah, I'm the lead on this, and I can provide my contact information for that as well. My direct phone number is 928-379-1763, and my email is tvree@usvetsinc.org. And anybody that wants to volunteer, now volunteering does involve direct contact with persons experiencing homelessness, so you will have to engage mm-hmm. with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also are looking for donations of warm weather gear, you know, raincoats, winter coats, hats, gloves, hand warmers, $5 food gift cards. We use those as incentives to give to people when we do their surveys.
Okay. And is there any kind of special training that happens prior to this? Or kind of like a rally of some sort to get everyone to kind of, you know, talk about going out and doing the survey?
Yes, the week of the survey. And the survey is the night of January 23rd, we ask them where they slept that night. We conduct the survey on the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. And all three of those days, we ask them, where did you sleep the night of the 23rd?
Okay.
And then on the 22nd, we will be having a volunteer training for anybody that hasn't participated or wants to see the updated survey. We go over do's and don'ts, how to approach people,
sure.
when not to approach people,
right,
and all that
right,
kind of stuff.
Right.
So everybody is in the know.
Very good. And so that, where is that located, that training? And would they need to contact you first before going there, or can they
yes,
show up there?
They'd need to contact me first. We do have all volunteers sign a confidentiality agreement mm-hmm. because you are gathering personal information from individuals
sure,
and families.
Sure.
Once they get that, then I can get them to it. It's at Catholic Charities at 2 p.m. on
okay.
January 22nd.
Okay, very good. So what else do you do in your spare time?
Spare time. Oh,
in your job and in
yeah,
all of this.
That?
Yeah.
So
that's a lot. Wow.
My job specifically is outreach, and I'm usually the first point of contact with these people, whether it's through an agency, whether it's through the VA. They walk in our door, and then I also do a bit of going out into outside city limits. I go through all the shelters, mm-hmm. food banks, go out into the bush where known campsites are mm-hmm. and engage them.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the ones that are living out don't really want to be found. So that's a tactical approach I have to take with them, where it's just basically earning their trust and gaining that respect from them and showing them the respect. Mm-hmm. So that way, when they do decide, I can't live this way anymore, which is often the case in our community, is our average age of a veteran is 55 and older in Prescott. And they get to a health point or an injury point to where it's not easy to live out in the forest anymore. And they decide, okay, I have to get into housing. Mm-hmm. And then so they end up going, well, I trust this guy. He's earned my respect over time, so I know where to get a hold of him and get into services.
And kind of walk into those services. Mm-hmm. And what were those? Can you repeat those services? Because that's important to know.
Yeah, we have transitional housing, which is a 56-bed facility. Mm-hmm. It's temporary housing. It's basically to get them out of bad conditions and into a stable environment where they have a place to sleep. They have food service. We have the case managers that help them with barriers to housing. We have the employment service center, obviously, that helps with employment services, getting them jobs, getting their resume ready. Mm-hmm. And our job is to address all those barriers that are preventing them from being housed.
Okay.
So when they do achieve housing, they can be stable and stay in it.
Oh, wonderful.
Is what our goal is.
Yeah, that's a great goal. Very good. And do you have a good success rate?
Yeah, our numbers are pretty good. I don't have any off the top of my head, but we run a lot of reports and track a lot of the stuff, usually for our funders and stuff. But the numbers that I see coming out of U.S. Vets Prescott, I mean, we're housing a good amount of people. I mean, we're housing anywhere from 5 to 10 veterans per month, depending on the month. But we average a good number of successful housing stories.
That's fantastic. In March of this year, we partner with Yavapai College, and we're going to be having a job fair. And so keep that in mind as you're collecting this information and helping these folks out.
Absolutely.
We might be able to find them a job.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of them around.
Yes.
What else do you have going on?
We have our permanent supportive housing. This focuses more on the chronically homeless. The chronically homeless are those that have been homeless for a year or longer and have some kind of disability. So we put them into their own apartment, and it's their apartment, and we kind of sublet it. We're the landlord.
Okay.
And they pay 30% of their income is their rent, so it's very affordable, especially when you're dealing with people on low Social Security,
or
low VA benefits. It's affordable for them.
Good.
And then they also get the net of U.S. Vets, where they're getting case management and therapy services if they need. They can take advantage of the career center if they need, if they do need to work.
Right.
Stuff like that. So that's more of an outsource of that. And then we have general housing assistance for persons experiencing homelessness that just need the security deposit and first month's rent. They just can't seem to, they have a job, they have money, they just can't seem to save that up to get into a place.
Right.
So we jump in and take care of that, take care of security deposit, first month's rent, utility deposits.
Yep, and that's always the biggest.
That's the thing I've seen is the hardest is usually you have these people that haven't experienced homeless before in their lives.
Right.
Or for very long. It's usually the first time and they've only been, sleeping in my car for a week, and it's like, I have a job, I have money, they just lost their housing due to some type of circumstance, and they literally just need that little boost.
They need somebody to give them a little break.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Kind of, and you're the guy.
Yeah.
Good.
That's neat stuff. What else do you have?
We have mental health and substance abuse therapy available for our clients. A big thing we see is a lot of serious mental illness and substance abuse being a barrier to housing, as well as, cognitive behavioral issues and stuff like that. So we have those counselors and therapists available to work on those barriers as well. Whatever barrier they have that's preventing them from being into housing, we want to address it. And that's why we have so many services, because we want to make sure when they get into their housing, they're going to stay in their housing. And then we also want to make sure that they establish relationships and connections in these things when they leave, so that when they leave U.S. Vets and they no longer have U.S. Vets as that blanket, they've already have those supports set up.
Wow. So again, and so you provide so many services and there's so many opportunities out there. Tell us a little bit about how you're involved in the community, because I know you guys you're all over the place and you're very involved, and just share a little bit about that.
I'd say the big one is the Collective Impact Partnership we're a part of, and numerous agencies, and not just homeless service agencies and veteran agencies, but community members. Yavapai County Health is involved, those kind of things. And it's basically we all get together and let's talk about how we can address barriers address housing issues, address the homeless issue in the community. Mm-hmm. We focus on a couple things at a time, so we're not, you know, blanketing and getting overwhelmed with stuff, but like we're focusing on transportation right now and improving the transportation mm-hmm. system in the Prescott area, because right now if you live in Prescott Valley but you work in Prescott and you don't have a car, you're not going to hold on to that job because you're not always going to be able to get to it.
Right.
So we're
and walking's not an option. it's an option
it.
If you got 2 hours
right.
in my pace.
right. And then, you know, you're talking right. Chino at the same
right.
time. You
right,
know,
yeah.
They're not close really in proximity, and if you have to live in one city and work in another or get services in another, mm-hmm. it's just not realistic if you don't have a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then also affordable housing availability is something else we're looking at, is because there's only a few subsidized housing agencies, apartments in the area, and they usually have an 18-month waiting list for people to get in.
Wow.
And that's
I didn't difficult. Realize it was that long.
It's minimum. I've
yeah.
seen them up to 2-3 years in some places.
Okay.
It depends
yeah.
on the area, depends
yeah.
on the
mm-hmm.
unit. But the wait list for, I mean, because the average person I work with on minimum Social Security is making $750 a month.
Hmm.
And you're talking a studio apartment goes for $751 a month for rent.
Right, right.
You know, so it's, you know,
so
individuals
then where's
finding
the food?
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Where the, okay, yeah.
yeah. yeah. Money
wow.
left over for food, gas,
yeah.
car insurance,
all
you know, daily
things.
Life stuff. It's really pretty difficult for them.
Hmm. Wow. Well, it's nice to know that you are here and involved in it. How long have you been in this role, Tim?
I've been doing outreach for a year. I've been with U.S. Vets for going on. I'm starting my fourth year in.
Okay, great. And what do you find most rewarding about all this?
Seeing somebody come in, you know, at their lowest, feeling, you know, hopeless, lost. I see people all the time that just, why even bother? It's not going to happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then to, you know, encourage them and motivate them and show them that these services do work, and over time watch them grow and see them put the work into it and then see the results of that work, and to hand them the keys to an apartment one day and see the stress come off their shoulders.
Wow.
And see the relief on their face knowing that I'm going to sleep in my own bed in my own place tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can look back on this as an experience and continue to grow and be stable in housing.
Wow, and hopefully some of those folks can continue to share the success stories and be mentors to others.
Yeah, they often come back and speak to the current clientele
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, I went through this program, this is what I did, and this is how they helped me, and this is where I am now.
Yeah.
It is possible. I'm just like you, and it's possible. You can be successful.
Wonderful. Well, I guess I can't thank you enough for what you do. It sounds pretty awesome. Really appreciate it. If any of our listeners out there either want to volunteer, or maybe they see or know somebody that may need your services and help, why don't you share with our listeners your contact information one more time?
Okay. My direct phone number is 928-379-1763. And my email is tvree@usvetsinc.org. And I also wanted to share real quick for the PIT count. We're having locations that people can go to if volunteers want to volunteer at them, or if they know people in need that need to go to, in Prescott Valley at DES office on Bob Drive. Their workforce department will be doing surveys. In Chino Valley, the food bank on 840 East Road 1 South will be performing surveys while handing out food boxes. And in Prescott, the Stagger Straight Shelter on Madison and Miller Valley will actually be having a health and wellness fair all 3 days put on by Yavapai County Health, where they'll be doing health screenings and other services.
Wow. Well, Tim, thank you for being our guest today, and thank you to the U.S. Vets for doing all these things for our veterans and really helping out the community.
Thank you for having me.
We greatly appreciate it. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The Affinity RV, you get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Whew, it's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Two people are dead following a crash at Highway 169 near Cortis Junction. The crash occurred last night, and Arizona Department of Public Safety officials say two semi-trucks and four passenger vehicles were involved. The southbound lanes of I-17 were closed due to the crash investigation, but the northbound lanes weren't affected. Drivers were rerouted from 169 to Highway 69, which returned them to the I-17 at Cortis Junction. DPS hasn't identified the two people killed in the crash or how it happened. There were also injuries to three other people. Today is the deadline for nominations for Teacher of the Year.
Categories include kindergarten through fifth grade, sixth through eighth grade, cross-grade specialists from kindergarten through eighth grade, and ninth through 12th grade, high school, and outstanding first-year teacher. There will be three finalists in each category. Each one will be awarded $500. Category winners will receive an additional $1,500, except first-year teacher. The winner in that category will receive an additional $2,500. The overall Teacher of the Year selected among winners of all categories except first-year teacher will receive an additional $5,000 and other gifts. More information on the nominating process is available at ycefoundation.com. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Skies clear tonight for a sunny end of your work week. Expect an overnight low of 30 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 54 tomorrow and a high of 61 on Friday. 32 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 60 and a high on Friday of 67. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Yes! January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional National Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we have our next guest, Robert, and this guest is very important to us because she is our chair ambassador president for this year.
She is a very special person for the Chamber of Commerce and our community.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce Marilyn Huffman from the Better Business Bureau, and the Better Business Bureau has been a chamber member since 2000.
Wow.
That's a long time.
You know what? Yes, we have been, since we have been up here in Prescott, we have been a part of the chamber.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Marilyn, and tell us how long you've been with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, well, I am with the Better Business Bureau. I started at our campus in Phoenix back in 2011, November 1st, 2011.
Wow.
I remember the date. Mm. It was a very important day for me because I was just so excited to be able to be working for a business like this that stood for the types of things that they stand for, you know, upholding ethics in our community, helping build the community, and helping keep our communities growing in the right direction. So I worked there at that campus, and I remember speaking with our CEO and saying that my goal in life personally is to at some time live in Northern Arizona. So an opportunity came up and I jumped with both.
Here you are. You can't go now.
Yeah.
Yes, we're keeping you.
And I did not come up here originally in the director position. I did come up here to do operations and work for the BBB in that way. And it just kind of morphed into this.
Now you're the regional.
Where I am at.
Regional director.
I am. And I cover or try to take care of Apache, Navajo, Coconino, and Yavapai counties. So I do a lot of traveling.
Just a small territory.
Just a little section of Arizona.
Yeah, there you go, like the whole northern
so
half.
Rewarding.
Yeah.
I will admit it is very rewarding. I love doing it. And just in general, the BBB here in Arizona, we're turning 80 years old this
wow.
year.
Mm.
May 17th is our 80th birthday. So we're very excited about that. And we will be, working on something to celebrate that.
Will there be cake?
Milestone. There will be cake.
All right.
I don't know what kind.
There you go.
I don't know what kind. But yes.
Chocolate, of course.
there will be cake to celebrate. Absolutely.
Well, Marilyn, thank you for, can you explain to our listeners, I don't know if everyone really understands all that you do for the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, they think we're just a complaint department.
I know.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Just that
well,
moment.
I know that's where I always send all the complaints. I'm like, just call the Better
that's
Business
okay.
Bureau, which is good in some ways, but there's more to that story.
That is very true. So we are definitely a resource center, and people come to us, and I hopefully send them in the right direction to the nonprofits that we work with, the chambers that we work with. You know, if they have a question that I can't answer, because we do not handle everything when it comes to complaints, of course. And that is definitely a service that we provide, but it's less than 10% of everything that we do. So we offer mediation between businesses and consumers. We offer arbitration. We offer education. That's probably the biggest thing that I do, and it's what keeps me on my toes and mm-hmm. keeps me on the go.
You're in the know with a lot of stuff.
I kind of have to be.
Yes.
And it's actually very exciting. I love it. I feel like there's never a dull moment. And
we can never, I do not believe we should ever stop learning. So this is kind of the perfect fit for me because I constantly get to be not only learning, but helping educate others. And that is definitely a passion of mine, to help protect people. And everyone thinks it's always the consumers, but I do an awful lot of business education where I try to live up to our name, Better Business.
Better Business Bureau.
Yes. Yeah. So if I can help businesses be better, then the kickback for that is that our communities grow in a positive way. We come together in a positive way. I mean, there's just the list. I could go on forever.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the business part of it, because that even sounds new for me. And I feel like I'm a veteran and know all this stuff. But what other services can you provide for the businesses?
So there are classes available. Mm-hmm. For example,
you mean I can send Robert somewhere to learn more?
Absolutely. And we have, for example, QuickBooks for entrepreneurs that are coming, entrepreneurs that are coming up wanting to start their own businesses. Sometimes you're a specialty in a certain, or you have a specialty area. So let's say you are an excellent plumber, but you may not be an excellent business person.
Right.
And that is tricky.
It is tricky.
It's small businesses.
Yes.
And that is the lifeblood of our community, our smaller businesses. I mean, 92% of the accredited businesses that we have approximately are 10 or less employees.
Right.
So that's
huge.
The heart of our community.
Right. And then you have to be the jack of all trades, but you may not be the expert in that. In all areas.
And so if you can't receive help in that manner, and the thing is, if we don't offer the classes, you guys offer classes. A lot of the other chambers, there's nonprofits available. You know, I mean, there's a lot of
resources. Business classes, yes, for the college and BBB.
Absolutely. And if I can't, if I'm not offering a class through BBB for our community, for our businesses, then I can be at a class and encourage our businesses that are accredited to come and participate. And if they're not able to because they are a smaller business, I can take that information to them. So for example, another thing, customer reviews. When that first started becoming, I mean, we've seen huge growth with that.
Right.
Our complaint numbers going down. Customer reviews just skyrocketing. It is the way people want to communicate now. They want their experience to be known. And I will admit, I have to brag on it, 70% of our reviews are positive.
That's great.
That's
amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's accredited businesses and non-accredited businesses. With accredited businesses, if there is a negative review, we do have a higher resolution rate.
Oh, that's good.
Because obviously we want to
try
to resolve those issues and not have the negative out there. But I don't think for some businesses, it still has not sunk in yet how important it is. And my goal, and I've shared this before, is that I really want to promote positive reviews. We always talk about the negative. We always share with our friends, our coworkers, our fellow people in the community.
Oh, yeah.
I had a horrible experience there, but I had 10 other experiences that day that were positive.
Right.
So take a little time, thank a business, and help keep your community together, help grow your community.
Right.
I just, it's my mission as the BBB representative.
Well, anything we could do to help, and that's great.
Positive we like.
And so you're going to be celebrating your 80th birthday, and if people want to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you
for
services or?
Absolutely. They can, obviously our website is available at BBB.org, or you can give us a call, 928-772-3410. And I do suggest, if you are wanting to actually come into the office as a consumer, if you have an issue, or as a business, to reserve the space that's available at no cost, please give us a call and schedule an appointment.
And for classes, they can do that at the website also. They can sign right up for them.
Yes, you can look online.
Perfect.
All of that.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for everything you do.
Oh,
we're looking forward to a 2018
and a positive community.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Here we go.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
You're
listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Nolan. I'd like to share with you my experience with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When Dirk and Dustin's crew installed my new heating and cooling system, it was a worry-free experience. My family loves our quiet and efficient home air system from Gettles. We found the Gettles team to be refreshingly honest and professional. They understand what customers want, and I recommend you give Gettles a call.
The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Visit GettlesHDM.com. GETTLS. Servicing all of Northern Arizona.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st. Stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over $50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our final guest.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm pleased to announce Kiona Bell, representing
right,
Prescott Area Leadership. Welcome. Sorry about that goof up on your name.
It's my whole life.
You probably
You're
get
fine.
That three times.
Every day.
Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Kiona. I am a PAL alum, so Prescott Area Leadership alum, class 26, but I'm also a PAL board member. I'm the treasurer for the board.
Very nice.
That's excellent. And you're also, you work here locally, too.
I do. I manage a branch of Credit Union West.
Wonderful. So tell us about the Prescott Area Leadership.
So Prescott Area Leadership was founded in 1990, and we are a leadership development program. It's a program that's available for you to develop professionally and really hone your leadership skills and get to know people in the community. We address different community events and mm-hmm. learn a lot. Work in conjunction with Yavapai College. We have a nice spinoff, which is our Prescott Area Youth Leadership Camp, which is a free 2-day camp for high school teenagers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Great.
I didn't know about that. When is that? How does that work?
It's actually coming up in February.
Okay.
It's the 2-day retreat, and high school seniors are asked to apply. They have to write an essay.
Okay.
And they're accepted into the weekend program where they stay overnight at the Chapel Rock mm-hmm. Church Camp up Copper Basin.
Oh, wow.
And it's a wonderful day where they get to meet different teens from different high schools in the area. They do some team building exercises, and then they're able to talk about different community events.
Our future leaders.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
That is wonderful.
If you ever have a chance to watch those kids, it is phenomenal.
I would love to connect with them just to get them involved with the community as well.
Absolutely.
With the chamber. I can tell you that I've been involved in many leadership programs, and I was so excited when I moved here and learned about that we had a leadership program here very well established. And it is one of the, it's very rewarding. And I think as a graduate, you can just tell, you know, here you are, you're volunteering your time to really promote this group and to be a big part of it. What did it do for you when you went through the program?
What didn't it do?
Yeah.
I have met so many people. I have learned so much about myself. I've really learned how to hone my professional skills, but ultimately it starts conversations.
Yeah.
And conversations that you might not have had at a different location or a different venue. And that to me has been just that sense of community is so strong, and being able to maintain that. And like you said, 2 years later, here I am getting to know more people. And
right,
it's
exactly.
It's been phenomenal.
Well, I tell you, I think sometimes when you go through programs like this, you actually start to learn more about a community. And sometimes you think, well, why isn't the road done or this or that? But then you meet the leaders and you understand there's processes and,
absolutely.
You know, there's more to the story than just wondering why something isn't done or why it is done, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I took out of the leadership program is, you know, you get to know people and you really get to understand what makes the community tick.
Absolutely. Those different people.
So how can people get involved in this? Our listeners, those that are out there that might be interested in this or getting their children involved in the retreat in February?
Yeah, absolutely. We have PrescottAreaLeadership.org is a website where you can actually go on to apply for the adult program. You can apply for the youth program when those applications are up. But the biggest thing that is coming up for us right now is our Man, Woman, and Youth of the Year Awards Dinner.
Ooh.
That is happening in April, and our nominations are coming to a close on January 15th at noon. So you can go onto our website, and if you know of a high school teen or an adult woman or man that could be a youth leader of the year, please nominate them. We actually give out $6,000 in scholarships to the youth finalists. The two winners get $2,000 scholarships, and then the four additional, you still walk away a winner with $500.
Wow. So. That's a big deal. And then where can they go? What's your website?
Prescott Area Leadership.org.
Excellent. Well, that's how generous and how exciting for that.
Yeah, it's a great event.
It sounds like it. So you're still very actively involved in this, and and it sounds good. And what a great thing to provide leadership for our youth and to help build others too.
Absolutely.
Our community is in need of this, so we really appreciate that.
Well, and it just keeps building, right?
Absolutely.
We keep meeting and adding new people to the team.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we thank you so much for being on our show today. We appreciate it. And, you know, now that you've been through the leadership program, that's when you recruit these folks to be on boards and all of that stuff. So, I know we were having a little conversation about the ambassador program. So, but more importantly, thank you for your commitment to our community, and we really appreciate it.
It's great.
And I just want to thank everyone for listening to Talk of the Town today. We had a lot of great guests, Robert. Thank you for lining that up. And we really appreciate it. And there's a lot of great things going on for 2018, so stay tuned. And we want to thank everyone for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.